It's 8:39 on a Tuesday. Joining us now in our studio, the first Tuesday of the month, it's Northfield Public Broadcasting's Executive Director, Sam Temple. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it. Well, October has been a busy month for you, I'm sure.
Yes.
You've had not only the regular duties, but also running for an office?
That's right, yep. I live in Faribault and run for local office there, so I get to spend my off work hours thinking about serving Faribault, get to spend my work hours thinking about serving Northfield, and I appreciate the ability to jump between the two so that I don't get totally exhausted one way or the other.
Well, we're not going to talk about your candidacy
right.
today because I don't want to offer time
That's right.
to anyone
That's right.
else at this point. So let's just talk all about Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Yeah.
What's been going on in October?
Yeah, so it's been really busy, and with it being an election year, there's plenty to cover there. And, you know, Northfield Public Broadcasting is a public entity. You know, we will accept submissions from folks regardless. And, you know, we have specific policies and things like that for accepting submissions. But largely our submissions and the things we've been airing have been nonpartisan. The things that we've been receiving from the Secretary of State, from the League of Women Voters, we just want people to get out and vote regardless of who they're going to vote for. And that's really what the bulk of our programming lately has been about, is making sure that people are registered, making people have what they need to vote. If they wanted to vote early, you know, being able to vote absentee, but, you know, now really trying to prep people to vote on election day, making sure that people have everything there.
Now, do you have those online as well now?
Yes.
So on the website?
Yeah. So if you basically look up voting or election on the Northfield Public Broadcasting streaming site, you'll see a handful of videos from the Minnesota Secretary of State's office that in something like a dozen languages explains everything that you need to vote in Minnesota.
In a dozen languages?
Yes.
It doesn't teach you how to learn
no,
a new language.
That would be
though,
much. That'd be a much more comprehensive series of explainers from the Secretary of State's office. Focusing primarily on making voting as accessible and understandable to navigate the system.
And looking at the, there is quite a bit about the election process, mm-hmm. but really a lot of other things.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the website right now for
yeah.
Northfield Public Broadcasting, and you have everything from council meetings, church services, mm-hmm. Things that people have sent in.
Yeah, yeah, and we're really lucky to have the submissions that we have, and so much of that is because of community partners that are submitting. You mentioned church services. We get new church services every week from folks submitting their regular programs, and that helps if folks aren't able to attend or they want to go back and watch again, whether they really liked a sermon or a song. That's the backbone for a lot of our programming on Channel 187, but also on Channel 187 and available to stream online, we have lots of meetings. We've been able to get consistent submissions from the Dakota County Board of Commissioners, the Rice County Board of Commissioners, the Northfield Public School Board, along with all of our other city meetings. They started recording the Arts and Culture Commission. We're working on getting the Human Rights Commission for the city of Northfield filming. So we really have a lot of civic, both in the government sense, but also just in the community sense. You know, lots of civic and community engagement-oriented programming.
And one of those I just clicked on from your website, and that is a time-lapse of Bridge Square
yes.
during defeat of Jesse James
yes.
days. I haven't clicked go yet. I'm going to give that a go. Wow. It is... It moves pretty quick.
It does. It does, yeah. It's 24 hours from sunup to sundown on the last day of defeat of Jesse James days. And the minute the video is like, what, 2 minutes, something like that? It goes by...
Right about, yeah.
Yeah, it goes by pretty quick. But it's just beautiful, not only to see all the work and all the energy, all the people moving within Bridge Square,
mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up, my family has a concessions business at Defeat Jesse James Days and other events. So, you know, I've seen the setup and the tear down, and it's pretty neat how quick people can get things set up. You know, it's just like clockwork. And so to see everyone packing up at the end of the day, too, especially with, you know, that summer sunset just full of color. It's really quite beautiful. And, you know, Northfield's pretty.
So yeah, it helps. Is. You know, if you look really, you might be able to see yourself in there.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, you'd have to be pretty eagle-eyed to spot that. You know, and if you pause at just the right moment, you'll see the duck race in the water. But it goes by in about a nanosecond in the time lapse. So.
Boy, that is fascinating, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, Sam Temple is with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Look forward to November. What do you have going on this month?
We have lots of new programming this month. We have the DEI and customer service expert Jimmy Langimo putting together a special about living a fulfilling life while helping others fulfill theirs. Jimmy Langimo has done a lot of service training for both the city of Northfield and for the general public here in Northfield. And he's just a great storyteller, great performer, great thinker. So we're really excited to have a special from him. Next week, we'll be talking about the highlights from the dog swim this year. Dogs at the old Memorial Pool were able to jump in before they closed the pool for the season. So that'll be coming up next Wednesday, and we really look forward to that. So on top of all of the civic programming, you know, we'll have different PSAs about initiatives from the city. But a lot of what we're doing in the next month, 2 months, is a lot of enrichment pieces. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of programming from the Northfield Public Library. We still have recordings of performances from Hispanic Heritage Celebration to release. And then finally, a kind of unique piece of programming, the Daughters of the American Revolution this last weekend had a wreath-laying ceremony. In Faribault, actually, but it was the Josiah Edson chapter of the DAR, which is out of Northfield. They hosted a wreath-laying ceremony at the graves of Jean-Baptiste and Alexander Faribault at Calvary Cemetery. And being the Northfield chapter, you know, it might be wondering why they're doing the Faribault thing, but they have an initiative statewide, the Daughters of the American Revolution, on restoring and preserving cemeteries and grave sites. And so this was part of their acknowledgement and part of the ceremony of that process. And, you know, Jean-Baptiste, a very important settler, fur trader, and Alexander Faribault. Alexander was French-Canadian and Dakota, which is, you know, mm-hmm. really important to understanding the life that he led. And throughout his life ended up really being the father, the founding figure of not just Faribault, but Rice County. Mm-hmm. So it was really neat to see. It's a very, you know, intimate spot at Calvary Cemetery. And they actually had direct descendants of Alexander and Jean-Baptiste Faribault there, which was really fascinating. You know, got to meet Bruce and Danielle. It was really something. It was a really special ceremony.
Oh.
So anyway,
yeah, when will that be aired?
That'll be airing later this month. And actually, I believe Alexander Faribault passed in late November, so we might even be able to get it timed to be part of the memorial of his mm-hmm. of his passing. But we'll get that out later this month, and I'm really excited to see that because it is such a unique piece. Sue Garwood from the Rice County Historical Society also spoke at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was beautiful. We got the warm weather for just long enough over on Saturday, that was. And so we're really excited to have that recording. So we have the regular pieces, the things that the city's directly involved in, whether it's with the library or Hispanic Heritage Celebration. But once in a while, we get someone reaching out as, hey, Northfield Group is part of organizing this event. Can you help cover it? And we're able to make it work and very grateful for it because now we get that event documented and we get to share that event with even more people than could fit on that small plot of land at Calvary Cemetery.
I'm looking forward to watching that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that on the big screen as well.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Anything else going on?
You know, we've always got more coming up, and if you haven't already, I hope you'll check out We released the groundbreaking ceremony for the Spring Creek 2 townhomes, and that was a really fascinating event. We have quilt kits, a presentation at the Northfield Public Library from Rose Werner. And then we also had a series of videos about what it's like driving the Zamboni at the Northfield Ice Arena. So if you want to understand the process and Kara Trigstead put that together and had to figure out how to get the camera to, you know, stay, you know, latched on and, it, you know, stay with the Zamboni, not slip off because of the ice and the temp. You know, it was quite a process, but she put together a really, really fun series of videos just showing that process. So you can check that out, too. That's the Zamboni Experience on Northfield
Public
Broadcasting.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
So we've always got lots going on, and of course we're grateful to the community for embracing what Northfield Public Broadcasting is doing. You know, we really want this to be a public utility.